Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The people of Great Britain have lost one of their most fundamental freedoms, the right to use force for self-defense. The British didn't lose this right as a result of being defeated in war. They did it to themselves. They didn't lose this right all at once. It happened step by step as the government claimed it was fighting crime. Unfortunately, the British have no Second Amendment as we do. The process started with requiring citizens to get a certificate for permission to own a gun, and you couldn't get it unless you had a good reason. The definition of good reason was squeezed narrower and narrower. Then the government ruled that it should never be necessary for anyone to possess a firearm for the protection of his house or person. In 1953, the government made it illegal to carry in a public place any article made or intended for an offensive purpose. Police could stop and search anyone. In 1967, the government passed a law that henceforth it was never to be considered reasonable to defend property with force. And if you harm or kill an assailant, you can be charged with assault or murder. The result of these terrible policies is that England suffers the most violent crime of the 18 developed countries. Handgun crime has doubled. You are six times more likely to be mugged in London than in New York City. Most English burglaries occur while homeowners are at home, compared to only 13% in America, because burglars fear that American homeowners may have a gun. There are tragic and ridiculous cases of prosecutions of citizens for the crime of defending themselves. You can now go to prison if you carry a toy or replica gun. By limiting the right of self-defense, England has removed the greatest deterrent to crime, people able and prepared to defend themselves. Remember, the police cannot be everywhere.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum, and today you've finally been hearing the truth, not the media lies, about gun control. Can we protect ourselves and the Second Amendment while reducing crime? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free, uncensored information on gun ownership. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
undermine his outreach to Hispanic voters. Somebody needs to explain something to him. If the only way you're going to get Hispanic voters is to Hispander to them with amnesties and guest worker programs and DREAM Acts and in-state tuition and a blind eye to every other law that they break, then the cost of those votes is extremely too high for America. We will be paying much too much for those votes if they come at the price of us allowing our laws to be broken. This is why I have always despised the Democratic Party. This is why I despise the new Republican Party. Party first, America second, if then. Some of you out there are willing to sell out America to keep your party in office. Some Republican strategists say they are worried about the extreme voices on illegal immigration, that they could be alienating Hispanic workers, excuse me, voters, with, quote, anti-immigrant language, unquote. First of all, you stupid people, we are not talking about immigrants. Illegal aliens are not and are never immigrants. We are talking about people who come to this country illegally. That's what we're talking about. So how are you going to alienate anybody with anti-immigrant rhetoric if we're not saying anti-immigrant statements? We are anti-illegal alien. They say the goal of this new coalition is to marginalize those extreme voices. They say they're afraid of political damage like that was caused by Pete Wilson and Prop 187 in the 1990s. There was no political damage, folks. I believe that Proposition 187 and Pete Wilson made the Republican Party stronger because they took a stand on this vital issue. It was the right thing for America. Do you hear what I'm saying? It was the right thing for America and the right thing for the Republican Party. But they were too stupid to understand that. In the moment of success they had in 1994, they started to back away like a bunch of scared punks. And they are doing the same thing still today. Dick Armey, Republican, who's about to head this new coalition, said right now, Tom Tancredo and conservative talk radio, that's me, are succeeding in dominating the debate. Listen to what Armey says. Now, remember, folks, this is a United States congressman, and he knows that this debate is over illegal immigration. A United States congressman that knows the deal. This is what he says, quote, there's two voices right now, and the noisy one is what I call the slam the borders crowd. I've got my hand up for that one. The voice we want to speak with and the one that will be in unison with President Bush is the voice that echoes those marvelous words on the Statue of Liberty, unquote. Come on, folks. We're not talking about immigration. We're talking about illegality. We are talking about people coming in this country illegally. That is not an immigrant. So why does he even reference the Statue of Liberty? I'll tell you why, because Dick Armey is an idiot. He said, I end quote, to me, the Tancredo wing appeals to more prurient character of our nature. We want to talk to the better angels of our nature, unquote. What the hell does that mean? What is that about? Prurient. The dictionary says tending to excite lustful thoughts. Lewd. What a maroon. This guy is a total idiot. A total idiot. But here's what our fearless leader Tom Tancredo said as he accused the Bush administration of forming an alliance with businesses that love illegal immigration. Quote, they know this has nothing to do with Hispanic votes. They're trying to cover what their real motive is, which is to supply business with cheap labor, to not close the spigot of cheap labor. But they've lost in the Congress. They've lost the public. Now they're in damage control. Unquote. They have lost the public. 80% say they want illegal immigration stopped. They want everybody here illegally deported. They want the border closed. They want sanctions against employers. The Congress will not vote on an amnesty for President Bush, but he keeps trying, he keeps trying, he keeps trying, and his own party has turned against him on it, at least the smart ones. So now he's coming with a new bi-party coalition of people that are going to charge people to get into this thing. If you're a business or you're a company that wants illegal immigration, it's going to cost you between $50,000 and $250,000 to join this coalition. We are for sale in this country. And we've got to stop that. And right now, the only people talking about it is conservative talk radio, of which I am one. And Tom Tancredo, one of the greatest Americans I've ever known. Not because he agrees with me, because he agrees with the law. And he is strong enough and brave enough to stand up and say it. Bush is against us. I'm not anti-conservative, I'm not anti-Republican, but I am anti-President Bush on this issue because he sucks. And that is a fact. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. For years, the law enforcement community has been waiting to support a policy from Washington that would force the extradition of foreign suspects to the United States after brutally murdering law enforcement personnel, as in the case of slain Deputy David March, whose killer now resides safely in Mexico. That day has come. Shamefully, our representative to the U.S. Congress, David Dreyer, a Republican from Glendora, voted against the measure that would cut aid to any country like Mexico that refuses to return the killers of U.S. citizens to American soil. Dreyer sided with dozens of liberal Democrats and voted to continue funding foreign countries that harbor murderers who fled the U.S. after killing citizens and deputies who fight to protect your lives. The worst part is that Dreyer promised that he was doing something to help return the killer of Deputy David March. Instead, he has done nothing and has claimed to be helping all along. Representative David Dreyer has lied and continues to mislead the people of California. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to say you need is an appraisal. And you're going to say, where do I get an appraisal? Here it is. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498. They are fast, friendly, professional. They've helped us stay on the air. And guess what, folks? If you go to them, you know they're going to treat you fair. They are our kind of folks. They are Americans, and they are the best appraisers you can find. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. That number is 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Folks, I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website, that's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, Memphis, Tennessee, WLRM 1380, Memphis, Tennessee. Let us hear from you, folks. We haven't heard from you in Memphis, Tennessee. KDON, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. And then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have another repeat offender. This guy is a real daisy. Howard Berman, congressman. This guy has introduced a bill that would give amnesty to more than 200,000 illegal aliens from Central America. That's right. This is the same Howard Berman that has voted against every bill brought before him that would fix the illegal alien problem. This is the same Howard Berman, that told me in Congress that I just didn't understand. Although I'm sure he lives in a much nicer place than I do, and maybe that's why I don't get it. This is the same Howard Berman, I'm going to get it right sooner or later, folks, that has voted for every amnesty that has come down the pike. This rotten legislation would allow Guatemalans, Salvadorans, and Hondurans legal status if they came here before December the 1st, 1999. And this illustrates what the liberals in Washington are doing with the terrorism argument. Berman said this, quote, "Their security is our security. Having people living in the shadows isn't in America's national interest," end quote. That's right. So send them the hell out of here. Give them a one-way to somewhere. And give them that bottle of water and that bologna sandwich and send them packing. That's how you get rid of them. That's how you stop this drain on the American society. That's how you make it where we're not bleeding to death in our hospitals and our schools are not busting at the seams. They talk about 200,000 by the U.S. Census estimates that will be in here. Well, guess what? The U.S. Census says 112,650 Guatemalans, 203,000 200 Salvadorans, and 22,900 Hondurans living in Los Angeles alone. That's way more than any 200,000. This thing's going to be 5 million if it's anything. But no, they started out, well, it's only going to be 200,000. Just like they told us the amnesty in 86 would be 350,000, ended up 3.5 million. Same thing here. How many do you think will apply nationally, folks? And how many do you think are heading north right now since they heard Berman's bill? And let's see who supports this bill. Hilda Solis and Linda Sanchez among the usual suspects. This is typical. This is typical of Howard Berman. He sucks as a congressman, and he's worse as an American. But more than that, tonight he is the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, it goes on and on and on. Let's get to our guests, folks. Tonight we have a very special guest is going to be with us, a gentleman named Dan Sheehy. You haven't heard his name, but believe me when I tell you, you will. Dan's got a book out. It is a very important book in the immigration debate, and we've got him here with us tonight. Dan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how are you?
Pretty good, buddy. Tell him the name of the book.
The title is Fighting Immigration Anarchy, and the subtitle is American Patriots Battle to Save the Nation.
You hear that, folks? Anarchy. That's exactly what we've got on our hands here. And let me tell you something. This is a very important book. There's been a lot of books written about immigration. This book has been written about illegal immigration. And I predict that this book will be the handbook that people carry with them, pull it out of their pocket and read it, use it for reference. It's going to become the Bible of this debate. Dan, what do you think?
Well, I sure hope so. It's, when I started on this project 2 years ago, I thought, gee, this sounds like President John Kennedy's Profiles in Courage. And so that's how we're marketing it. It's about courageous, law-abiding, honest people like you, Terry, and others who have sacrificed much of your life to spread the truth and to fight the invasion of our country.
Well, you know, Dan, there's a lot of us out here doing this. We do it free. We don't get anything for it. The problem with it is we get tired sometime, and we don't see any results. And we get tired, we get a little beside ourselves sometimes. But let me tell you something. The things that have been happening in this debate on illegal immigration in the last 2 years are stunning. They are absolutely stunning. This thing is heated up. It is now fun to watch, actually, because we see it going our way. And this book has come along at the perfect time. If you'd have come along 2 years ago, I would have said you were premature. This timing on this book is just totally perfect.
Well, you know, they say timing is everything in life.
Yeah, it is.
There's some truth to that. It's not everything, but it certainly has a lot to do with a person's success or failure. But I conceded this idea in early 2003. In fact, I was at one of Barbara Coe's monthly CCIR meetings. It was when Chris Simcox was the guest speaker. I believe it was January or February of 2003. And the room was packed. And it was only my second meeting. Time I attended one of Barbara's meeting in Orange County. And I was standing there and listening to Chris speak up on the stage and looking at all the people in the audience, various backgrounds, and looking at the concern on their faces, but the determination. I thought, my God, I feel like this is what it must have been like in around 1776 when our founders were fighting for our independence.
You remember how small the percentage of Americans was who actually started this country?
Right, right.
It was tiny.
It was small, and of course now we should still a fairly small minority, but but the voices are rising and the,
that's right.
and the anger is rising, and it's across the country. It's no longer just California or Texas or Arizona.
That's right. It's everywhere.
The country.
You know, back then, Dan, they were plowing their fields. They were going down to the tavern to have them a little grog or whatever they did back in those days. Well, now it's the same way, except now it's the Laker game, the nightclub, and the bar. Or sitting home and watching those 500 channels of cable TV, and everybody sits on their butt and does nothing. Just like back in those times, nobody did anything. But a few guys stepped up and says, well, you know what? If I don't do it, nobody else will, and they did it. Well, the same thing here. That's how I got involved. That's how you got involved, Barbara and everybody else, Glenn Spencer and all those great people who fight this fight. And anybody that praises me should be praising them first. George Putnam, Glenn Spencer, Barbara Coe, people who really have been at it forever. And just keep going day after day after day.
Well, this is what one of the things that fascinated me so much and interested me in 2003. I thought, that this is an amazing story. And I wondered, why the heck hasn't somebody written a book about this? That these people are sacrificing their lives, their precious time on Earth. We don't have much time on Earth. And they're sacrificing this time to save our country, to save our independence and our freedom and our quality of life and our schools and everything that we know and love as Americans. And I thought, somebody really needs to write this book. And I thought, well, I've been writing professionally for more than 25 years. Maybe I should do it. My concern was I wasn't as knowledgeable as you and a lot of people, so it was a major learning curve for me. And fortunately,
I bet you're smarter now, though.
Well, I guess so. I do want to thank publicly two people who were instrumental in this book coming out, and that's Brenda Walker and Paul Nachman, two people you've had on your show a couple of times.
A couple of my favorite folks in the whole world.
And they've been involved with me in this project from the beginning. I emailed them or called them, I can't remember which, 2 years ago, and I said, would you mind helping me out with this and kind of being my editorial board, my sounding board when I have questions and maybe reading the chapters for me? And eventually Brenda became my official editor of the book, and I really I applaud and thank both of them for their help, because they're very patient and very helpful,
and they've been at it for a while too. And these are two people who approach this immigration issue from a completely different standpoint than I do, you know what I mean? But they both end up at the same place that we do. Now, Dan, tell us about the book.
Well, the book is 329 pages with some photos, sources, and index, and it's primarily focuses on six individuals. You are among them, and the others are Congressman Tancredo, Barbara Coe, Glenn Spencer, Joe Gazzardi,
who's a
regular weekly VDare columnist and who ran for
governor
recall election a couple of years ago to try and bring attention to the illegal immigration crisis, and Roy Beck, who's the founder and executive director of Numbers USA in the Washington, D.C. area. And these were these six folks, you and the other five, really had the first major impact on me and my understanding of this crisis. And the more I learned about your backgrounds and read your materials and listened to you on the air and read your press releases and so forth, it fascinated me, because you all want the same thing. You want our laws enforced. You want our borders protected. You want the illegal aliens out and our quality of life returned to America. You want our sovereignty intact. But you, for the most part, all of you approach it from a different angle.
That's right. Some people are environmentalists. We got people who are voter fraud people. We got education-minded people. We've got people who are population people, like CAPS.
Mm-hmm.
They all come at it from a different angle, Dan. But guess what? We end up at the same place: illegal immigration.
Right. And it really interested me, because you know, you're independents and Republicans and Democrats and your different races and ethnicities and genders and different backgrounds. You know, Gazzari, for example. His career was as a Wall Street banker. Glenn Spencer started out as an economist and expert in computers. Barb Coe, which your listeners may or may not know, in the 80s she was a manager in the Anaheim Police Department in Orange County, you know, and so forth and so on. Everybody had a different background, and that really fascinated me. And I thought, how can I tell the story to America? And how can I tell the story of the invasion of our country to America without lots of facts and figures that may be kind of boring? I wanted to bring a human face to the book. I wanted human stories, So I wanted to tell people, give them the facts and the figures and the history and all this information that might be a little bit dry, but tell it in a human way through the eyes of you and the other people.
Well, I think it's a great idea. Not that you put me in the book. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a good idea that you put a face on this. You know, you made a very good point a few minutes ago. People hear about the immigration debate, the illegal immigration problem, and there's a lot of people out here fighting it, but they hear words like the Minuteman, they hear words like unite to fight and feet to the fire and all this stuff. There's never a face on it. These are real people you wrote about. These are people with lives. These are people who come and go and do their work every day, have to make a living, and people who are up to date on this issue enough. You know, you can go in the street and say, hey, guy, tell me what the Lakers score was last night. 99 out of 100 of them will be able to tell you. But ask them, what's the percentage of illegal aliens in the state of California? And they'll say, duh, nobody knows these things. These are facts that the average American doesn't even care to know. And you tap some of these people on the street, they know nothing. These people you put in your book know everything.
Right.
They know it all. And they've done this free. They've done it because they want to know. They've done it because they want to be up on this issue. But mostly they've done it for this country because they love America.
Right.
They're all Americans. And that's what's important. They have done this for free.
Right. And I of course, the heart of the book are these six people that I named. I also have another chapter, Thousands of Patriots Across America, right? I talk more briefly about people like Joseph Turner in Ventura County and Phyllis Sears in Utah and Bonnie Eggly in Michigan and the Hispanic Citizens for Secure Borders and D.A. King in Georgia and Dr. Heron in Colorado and Randy Lewis in North Carolina and Craig Nelson in Washington with Project USA. Because there are so many people, and I thought, you know, those are going to be kind of tough because there are so many people who deserve recognition, deserve attention, and have a great story to tell.
And even then, I'm sure you left some out.
Oh, sure.
You know, and which is that's how it goes.
The book would be 2,000 pages.
Well, you'd be up to volume 15 by now, you know.
Right.
Dan, we only got a couple minutes left. Tell us how we can get this book. And folks, I want you to buy this book. I'm not making a dime on it. And I don't think Dan's making much on it either, but he wrote this book out of love. He wrote it for his country, and it is an important book. Tell us where we can get it.
Well, please go to my website, fightingimmigrationanarchy.com, just like the title of the book. And there you can, there's a page where it says order book. And if you order from my publisher, authorhouse.com, it's a lot less expensive for you. It will be in a couple of weeks available for order in your neighborhood bookstore or on Amazon.com or the other bookstore websites, but you'll pay more for it there.
So repeat that. Repeat it again. How do they get it?
FightingImmigrationAnarchy.com. Go to my website. Order it by going to that site and then eventually to my publisher's webpage. And you can just order it there. It really only take a couple of minutes.
And next week when I go on the air, I want to have 500 emails from people who told me they bought this book. I want you folks to email and tell me you got the book. I want to know. We have got to support people out here who are making moves like Dan is. Dan has given up years of his time now to write this book. I know him. I know him personally. He's done nothing in the last 2 years but write this book. So.
No income for the last
nothing,
2 years.
Nothing. So
that's how angry and concerned I was.
Well, we're all angry now. I'm glad to hear you're angry. I want the whole world angry, especially those who live in America. And I want them to understand that we cannot go on like this. I got to go, Dan. Thanks for being with us. We're going to have you on again. We're going to get an update from you on the book. Buy the book, folks. We're going to put it up on our website, too, Dan.
Thank you very much, Terry.
All right, buddy. You take care. And thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
There's a good guy, folks. Dan Sheehy. Out here working hard for us. And here's a guy that hates America. Here's a guy that goes down to the border and hates those who are trying to defend that border. Here's a guy that wants you. What he wants you to go away. That's what he wants.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in this state of transition. And that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics, they know that history and time is on our side, as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Remember NAFTA? That disaster cost America almost 1 million jobs. Congress is quietly trying to make it worse by passing CAFTA, which would send still more American jobs to Central America. Help us fight this sheer stupidity. Go to www.stopcafta.com. That's stopcafta.com. Let's keep American jobs where they belong, in America.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration, and we're going to go right to the phones. I want to get everybody on tonight. Anybody that has something they want to say, I want to get them on. Let us go to Derek, calling from Glendale, California. Derek, what do you hear? What do you say?
Eric, Terry, this is Derek. We met a couple of weeks ago, the security guy.
Hey, how you doing, Derek? What's up, buddy?
Fine, thank you. I guess I got the solution to this problem. We are going about it the wrong way. The only official way to go about it is to fight for the English language.
Good idea.
If you fight for the English language, all other documentations and all that must be in English. If you can't read, you can't speak, out you go.
Well, that's a good one. You know, there are organizations in this country right now who are fighting for English language to be recognized. And some state just this week, Derek, I forget which, I think it's Utah or somewhere, recognized English as the official language, and they're going to really crack down on it. But you're right. What's your native language, Derek?
My native language is Hindi.
But you learned English, and you wanted to come to this country and prosper, so you learned the English language. That's the only way to do it.
Exactly. That is what I say. All documentation in other languages must be thrown out. Give the people about a 3-year time limit. After that, that's it. Only English.
This is from a legal immigrant, folks. Derek, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, Terry.
You take care.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
What a guy. All right, folks, let's go to Ron calling from Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Boy, this is ironic what I'm coming right off the back of. A legal immigrant, folks, let's listen to that, and let's also listen to this. I just got something in the mail that, I'm going to be honest, really, if I can use the word, pissed me off. It's from Advance America Cash Advance. You know, at one time it used to be English, and then you would have the Spanish or another language on the bottom. Well, this is from Cash Advance. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It has everything in English. And then on the bottom in very tiny letters, or I'm sorry, everything on top in Spanish, and then on the bottom in very tiny letters, then it has English.
Isn't that amazing,
Ron? And you flip it on the back, and same thing. Everything is boldface, large letters in Spanish, and then on the bottom of that, it's in very tiny, tiny letters, English. And I'll tell you what, Terry, when I got it, I was pissed because this makes it shows how on the back burner we Americans are.
We really are, Ron. That's the honest to God truth. We are now second-class citizens in our own country.
Absolutely.
You have to push a button to hear English, and you have to... Everything now is printed in foreign languages. It really angers me. I mean, you know, I went to Mexico a few times this year and last year. And let me tell you something. Down there, everything's in Spanish. And it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You know, they don't cater to you. There's people down there that can speak English and help you. You know, if you go to the hotels and the airports and stuff. But down there, you basically have to speak the language to function. And I applaud them for that.
Yeah.
And right here in our country, it's not that way. Depending on which... I was in Koreatown the other day. There's an electronic store over there I go to. And my God, man. This store I've been going to for 40 years is now encased in all Korean businesses around it. I can't read any of the signs in Koreatown Olympic Boulevard.
Wow.
All because these people came in here and just took over.
Wow.
And it gets back to what Derek said a few minutes ago. If we make people speak English, all documents in English, all signs in English, then maybe we would think like we were Americans. But no, we won't do that. We are stupid people of America.
Yep. You know what, Trey? When I was in the military, I was in Germany, Bamberg, Germany, for 3.5 years. I made it a point to learn German.
Good for you.
You know, and let me tell you, for anyone out there who wants this information, who would like to call this company, Advance America Cash Advance, and ask them, why is it that you're putting Americans on the back burner? I have a number. It's 1-888-682-2746. It's advanceamerica.net. And maybe give them a call, because I'll tell you what, I'm going to call them tomorrow, and I'm going to ask them, why are you putting Americans on the back burner?
Good one. I like that, Ron. All right, buddy.
You take care, my friend.
Guten Abend.
Jennifer says... Jennifer says hi. Take care.
All right, Jen. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Huntington Beach. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, kid.
It was thrilling to hear Dan Sheedy.
Oh, yeah.
Program. And, of course, we want your listeners to know that in September, CCIR is featuring him as our keynote speaker and a book signing event.
I hope all the books are sold out by then. That's my hope.
No, they won't be.
Well, you know what I'm saying, though, Barbara. I want everybody to get this guy's book.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But if you want it personally signed, he will be our keynote speaker.
That's great.
And we will be sponsoring a book signing event for him in September.
Well, who do we have this month?
This month, boy, do we have a star-studded agenda. This month, we have Ray Haynes, the author and proponent of the California Border Police Initiative, as our keynote speaker. We welcome everyone to come to this meeting, the 27th of July. And in August, we have Andy Ramirez and Glenn Spencer, who are also border control, border patrol advocates, which will be down at the U.S.-Mexican border. And we want everyone to attend these meetings. We issue a welcome to these people. And if anyone wants to know the details, please do not hesitate to call us at our toll-free number. An easy one to remember, Terry, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, I hope everybody attends. Ray Haynes is a very good guy. I need your support. It's very important that we get behind this Border Police Initiative. Thanks, Barbara. Thanks for the call.
You betcha, and hope you'll be with us, Terry, on
give it
the 27th.
I'm going to give it a shot, Barbara. I had a little rain fell on my life today, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And while I got you on the phone, I want to tell you folks out here something. Insurance companies now are really, really catching hell in this state because they got to pay for all these illegal aliens that go out and have accidents. My new car that I just got, I haven't had but a month. I put the plates on it last week. Was totaled today. I'm sitting there with a broken left wrist doing the show. I'm going to the doctor after the show because I was hit head on this evening on Wilshire Boulevard by an illegal alien who had no insurance and he was drunk as a skunk. That's right. This guy was drunk. And he hit me head on Wilshire Boulevard, totaled out my car, airbags blew up, looked like party time in there. And I'm sick of this. And of all the people for this to happen to, it makes me more angry than anybody else. And like Mel just said here in the studio, it was wasted on me. It should have happened to one of these liberal idiots out here who don't get it. I get it. You know what I mean? You want to know if I'm mad? Yeah, I'm mad. No insurance. And let me tell you what happened. I'm moving my car out of the street after the accident. He took off. Antifreeze running out of his car. Couldn't hardly drive it. And he took off. He left. I got the license number and gave it to the police. But I'm angry. I am very angry about this because nobody seems to care. And the police department, LAPD came. They took the paramedics came. Very nice people. The LAPD came and took a police report. Very efficient. But they, you know, the guy told me this happens every day. It's happening every day. And nobody seems to care. Well, I care. I don't have the deductible, and I don't have anything else, but I'm angry about it. And it really pisses me off that these people are allowed to be in our country. Do I know this guy was in the country illegally? I know he took off. I know that. Let's go to Luca calling from Apple Valley. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. This is a very important message tonight. I'm sure you already know, but I would like to say this to all the people that maybe they still know that we're in America. We are at war, and the problem that most of the America doesn't know it. I'm just back after this weekend. I was with Jim Gilchrist and Les, your producer Les. We were at the border at Campo visiting the project and supporting the project of Jim Chase with the Minutemen. I seen with my eyes Saturday night what really is happening in America and what exactly the problem is. This is no more just about illegal immigration. This is about the socialist revolution that basically they're taking over this country. We were basically at 10 o'clock at night, 10 feet from the border in Campo, basically California, border with Mexico. We were basically assaulted and confronted by a mob of anarchic, socialist, Chinese, whatever they are, Mexican revolutionary people, that basically they were completely under their the indifference of the police, the sheriff of San Diego. What happened that we were doing our First Amendment, we were in front of the borders, we were doing assembly peacefully, and we were being basically completely surrounded by this angry mob. And the sad thing, that the police, the support to protect us, they completely turned the other side of their back. They didn't move a finger. They let these people cross the line. They let these people touch us. They let these people completely invade our space. And only after I've been begging these people to the cops, I said, please, police, you need to help us out. You need to protect us. You need to respect the law, because here can become a bloodshed. What these people they were trying to do to us were to provocate us, and one of us, because we were in darkness. Don't forget, we were not in the street, on the city. We were in the middle of the nowhere, in the desert. And some of us may be afraid. And when you got people, these angry bastards, in front of our face, 5 inches, and by the way, their smell stinks, by the way. I mean, they need to brush their mouth before they come close to my face again. And they come to us, some people would have reacted. And that's what they were hoping for. Thanks a lot, our people, they got us brain, and we didn't do that. But after 30 minutes of this mess, only after 30 minutes, after firing camera, in the video camera, I've been begging and threatening the policeman, say, if you don't do something, you're going to be responsible tonight. After I did that, they dispersed the crowd. That was at 10 o'clock. Another thing I remember, last night, for the first time, civilian, Minutemen civilian, they've been shot from the drug dealers, from the Mexican border. We are at war, Americans. This news needs to go directly to our governor, to our president.
President's not going to listen, Luca.
I don't care, because if they don't listen, we're going to take care of ourselves. The point is, this is still America, and the government needs to guarantee our safety in this country. Another important thing, the problem is this. The California border, we just found out this week, it is the worst border we have, worse than Arizona. It's the most corrupted border. The government knows it. There are some areas of this border where basically every night there is a pipeline, like a highway. Highway of illegal traffic. And I say there is a sort of a drug dealer, but that could be just the beginning. This could be exactly the invasion that we're expecting. And we don't know exactly how many threats we already have in this country. This is the most important news I ever really realized in the last few years. We completely under siege. And now we know California, unfortunately, the border patrollers, they were completely non-present. They were completely, we didn't see them. I mean, the point is that last night we got shot. And there is a place, you know why we got shot in the spot? Because there is a place where the drug dealers, they need to traffic. They need to do their business. And the point that the border patrols, they know that place. We figured it out just in a few days, and there was no one law enforcement there. I suggest one only thing only. First of all, we need to call all together after this accident. It is not an accident, but after this criminal accident, the governor. Because this is our last hope here before something. Because I will tell you something. If they think that the sixth shot of AK-47, the shot, they're going to make me feel afraid. And like me, all the other American people that went down there, you know what? This is not going to work with us.
Well, you know what? You know what, Luca? We have a right to go anywhere in this country we want to go. But they're telling us we don't have the right to be down there. They come down and protest us being down there. And they have a right to protest also. But if they're going to start with violence, and this thing is going to escalate. And that's a horrible thing. Luca, I got to go. I'm going to try to get a few more people on.
Okay, my friend. Just one last thing. Hey, people, you need to support Terry Anders. So this show isn't free. The man is paying for it. And you know what? You need to do it. Because Terry Anders' show, like a few other shows, is the last hope we have to communicate. Get your pocket, open your pocket tomorrow, get at least $5, and don't be cheap.
All right, Luca, I appreciate that too, buddy.
You're welcome.
You take care, and thanks for all you're doing for the country.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You heard what he said, folks. It's true. We do need the money. And I can tell you, Luca's got an album out that we're gonna start promoting here. It's called Wake Up America, and it's fabulous. If you donate $15 to the show, you can get this album. It's a CD. And you can get one for your friends, too. I mean, we need to get rid of these albums out here. We need to get them into your hands because they are very good. And all we're asking is a $15 donation that will help Luca pay for the cost of it, and it'll help the show. As you know, folks, we had to drop CRN, Cable Radio Network, because we had no money. I would ask you to please think about the fact that this movement is now exploding, and we absolutely have to keep the show on the air. We must keep the show on the air. To get the Luca Zana Wake Up America album, send $15. Or more, if you're feeling generous, because we need it. Send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I will give out that address again at the end of the show. Have your pen ready. It is a very nice album. There's all type of music on it. And, I mean, you know what? You're helping the show. You're helping Luca. It's a great deal. All right, let's get back to the phone. Yeah, I'm mad, folks. I'm mad tonight. I'm really angry. Let's go to Russ. Calling from Tucson, Arizona. Russ, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
God bless Luca, huh, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Just in case you don't know, there is a big rise up by no more deaths here in Arizona, and I just got alerted tonight that they're having something in Colorado. But one of the things that I'm really pissed off about, Terry, is the fact that everything we hear about here in Tucson is about the dead illegal alien. More Americans died at the hands of illegal aliens in this country today than all who died today trying to get here illegally, Terry.
That's true.
You know, and nobody's saying anything about the Americans who are dying by a number of different means and ways. So, but God bless you, Terry, for the work you're doing.
All right, Russ. Thanks
and
for the call.
I've got links to you, and we're just going to do this.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Call me again.
Bye.
I want you folks to get your Cal Border Police petitions. They are ready, and you can get them at calborderpolice.com. That's calborderpolice.com. Or if you don't have a computer, you can call 916-443-6704. That's 916-443-6704 or calborderpolice.com. Get your initiatives. This is the time to do it, for folks. This is where the rubber meets the road. Let's go to John calling from South Bay. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Yeah, I just wanted to remark about your accident there. But let me ask you that number again. Is 916-443-6704?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to call it.
916-443-6704.
Got it. Yeah, just like when we had those last two petition drives, even though they didn't make it, I'll do this one too. I'm really sorry about that accident that you had today. That's terrible to have to go through something like that.
It was really traumatic. And I mean, you know, it didn't make sense. This guy was drunk. Sunday, I'm coming from a 50th wedding anniversary of my good friends, and I want to wish them a happy anniversary.
Yes.
Dr. and Diane Jacobs. It was a very nice event. Quite a few people were there today, and it was just really nice to see these good folks celebrating their 50th anniversary. And I'm coming home to get home for the show and everything. Luckily, I prepared the show before I went, and then this happens. And then it's a hit and run. It's a hit and run, John. And it really angers me because this guy knew he was at fault. He knew he was at fault, and I was angry, man. It took all I had to let him keep his teeth, but go on.
No, I don't blame you. You're trying very hard to keep yourself control, and it's infuriating. I understand that. I've worked in job situations where I've dealt with people like that and so on. And what bothers me about it, and it dovetails with what you're saying, is that I judge people on character. I don't expect them to be perfect human beings. None of us are, you know. But I expect that they have a little bit of class, right? And the thing about it is that, and this has never happened in our country before, never in our history, we had so many people coming here, sheer numbers of people with this arrogant middle finger in your face
attitude,
saying, you're going to respect us simply because of our ethnicity or race, and if you don't like it, too bad, and yet we can act any way we want. That's a slap in the face to people like Dr. King, who talked about character, and people who fought for things in the past, whether they were in civil rights or they were soldiers and sailors fighting abroad or pioneering musicians or people that were overcoming racial prejudice. Those people didn't fight and survive so that we would have this kind of a crappy, mediocre society like we have now.
Well, you know what, John? The level of people we have here now is nowhere near the level of people we've had in the past.
No,
and
what's
really sad.
What's happening is that these people are trying to brainwash the society and to believe that this is normal.
It's not.
And then, on a final note, you have people like Bush, and you have people like Bill Clinton going before LULAC and saying that we need to make all these illegal immigrants legal and give them social security.
They all suck.
Hillary Clinton going before La Raza. And on the one hand, she's talking about securing the borders, and she's saying we're going to give in-state tuition. It doesn't matter what party they are, but it's infuriating. It really, really is. And
gotta go, John.
I'll let you go.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
You
call me
care.
Again.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Anna calling from Torrance. Anna, where have you been?
Hi, Terry, I have had a terrible 2 years. I've been very sick.
I'm sorry
to
hear
that. But I'm better now. I'm getting coming back this way. But I've still been listening to you.
I'm glad.
And you know what? It's really, since I talked to you last, it's really gotten bad.
It's gotten
and
worse.
And the standard of living for everybody is dropping like a rock, and everything is being exported out of here. I mean, the jobs and the standard of living. And I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you, because the same thing happened to a friend of mine.
It's really sad.
It is so terrible.
And Anna, for all the people that could have hit me, it was him.
That's you know what right. I mean? And it just
angered
me.
And you know what they
me.
Do? They do it and they run.
He ran.
And they don't have a damn bit of insurance.
He ran.
They don't have driver's license. They don't have nothing.
I said, where's your insurance? He said, you show me yours first.
He didn't have nothing.
He didn't have nothing.
He didn't have a damn thing.
Gotta
and
go.
And then you got these black folks running around here trying to protect them. They're getting on my nerves, too. I get so damn mad and tired of them. I don't know what
you're talking about. Old handkerchief head Jesse Jackson and the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Al Sharpton brought his old butt out here, and he looked like a clown coming out here talking some mess about this one that shot it, got this his own child shot. Whose fault was that?
It was his fault. All that blood's on his hands.
You damn right.
And I gotta go. It's the end of the show. Call me again. I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh yeah, I've been listening to you. But I have had a terrible 2 years here, and I've been sick. And I said, as soon as I feel like it, I just hate to raise my blood pressure because I'm having a terrible time with it.
All right, Anna.
I just hope everything works out, Terry.
We'll try.
I'm with you, and I will call you again.
You take care.
Okay.
All right. One of the old time callers there. Let's go real quick to Merrill. Calling from Riverside, Mary, got about 30 seconds.
Let me make it quick then, Terry. You may be aware of the Schlafly Report. That's Eagle Forum person.
Yeah, I know Phyllis well.
Okay. She has recently revealed a Council on Foreign Relations document that suggests that attacking the illegal alien problem is like treating a symptom of a much more formidable threat, meaning the Council on Foreign Relations, which promoting globalism and all our politicians are being bought out by global corporations, and they're selling out America.
That's true. You are right on the money, Merrill. I won't deny it.
Okay. Well, maybe we not need to attack something.
I don't have time to attack the Council on Foreign Relations. I can't do that in an hour.
Yeah, I know.
So the New World Order and all I can do, Merrill, is attack one part of it, and that's illegal immigration. And if somebody else wants to try to do those others, they have more time on the air, I'm all for them because it is a problem.
Yeah, it's maybe the cause of all the symptoms.
Merrill, thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening.
Wisdom indeed, sir. Thank you. All right, real quick, let's go to Jerry from Victorville. Jerry, you got about 15 seconds. Sorry, buddy.
Well, I'll make it simple. First of all, I know why I say prayers on behalf of those who work on our behalf. I know why I said prayers to my Father in Heaven in your behalf, because I knew something might this happen to you, and I'm thankful, Father in Heaven, it did not happen. Brothers and brothers out there, this is a Sabbath for us, a Sunday, Saturday for the brothers. Get out there, and when you get on your knees tonight, you pray for all those who are working on our behalf, and you ask your Father in Heaven to bless this cause, because it is a righteous one, and the Founding Fathers are proud that you're doing the work.
Gotta go, Jerry. Thanks for the call. All right, John, Lawrence, and the rest. I'm sorry, fellas. Maybe next week, call a little earlier. We just ran out of time. I'm sorry. I apologize. Maybe next time. I want to remind everybody this week with the swings. Tonight, this week we have Babel Stew in the Melting Pot and a Gift to Kai. Don't forget this week, with Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay and Jeff. I want to thank my engineer, Mike Reed, and my producer, Les Blinkhorn. I want to remind you folks that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. And you Phoenix folks, go down and see my good buddy Rusty at Children's Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Get you a new car or a used car. He needs a business. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. That's TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage with the broken wrist. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite
Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.